A great lady of Meraclea was loved by a Templar, a lord of Sidon. But she died in her youth, and on the night, it's midnight now, on the night of her burial. Where are you going, Joe? Follow him with the camera. He's crepting out of here. Let him go. Let him go. We've got to start over. Joe, all it takes is, see, there's one of these engineers ruins it every night. It's the engineers. A great lady of Meraclea. Sam looks all bored with the subject. Maybe it's because we've covered this part before. A great but no, not to her grave, to the grave. Gotta start over now. A great lady students learn something. There's more to this crepting, dangling stuff than meets the eye. Then a keep it on, Ron. What? Then what, Ron? Then. Everybody help him. Stay on Ron, though. And what? He obeyed. See, they're starting to fall to there. I haven't covered that part often enough. He obeyed. Let's go back a ways. This wicked lover wrapped to the grave. Dug up her body and violated it. Then a voice from the void bade him. Can you imagine what some poor drunk coming home, turning his TV on for the first time? Bade him return in 9 months' time, for he would find a son. He obeyed the injunction. He obeyed the injunction and at the appointed time opened the grave again and found a head on the leg bones of the skeleton. The same voice bade him guard cheaters. No more books crept in here. Search the voices of faith. Collect the books. Collect the books. Collect the books. Collect the books. Take the purses if they look big. They did it tonight. It was the voices of faith that did it. We would have made it tonight. We would have made it. Guard it well, for it would be the giver of all. You see, the problem is you can get the book, but you don't really know what this all means. Good giver of all good things. And so he carried it away with him. It became it. Became it. Became it. Became I like that better. It became. It became. I like that much better. It try it again. It it big came. We need a little music to that, Mom. It became. Why hasn't Ron written a song about this crepting thing? It became. What? What we want to find out is what it became. Do you know what it became? Well, we do know the end. In due course, it passed into the possession of the order, which is the Templars. So we're back where we started. Who in the hell are the Templars? And what did it become? It became. But we don't know what it did become. It became. What? Am I boring you? It's 12:15, 3:15 on the East Coast. I'll bet you we got truckers going down the highway in Florida saying, they came. They'll invent a horn that goes, they came. What is a Templar? Now, if I even try to tell us tonight, we'll have to stay live on 56. We're awful close. What did it became? Sounds like the hiccups. Let's talk about sin. It became. Now, what we have to find out is what it became. That's all that's left, isn't it? And that's quite a lot. And we will never replay this. Teach them to go to bed early. You know what they became? Tell you what they became. They became a caput mortuum. Those who went to bed caught Sammy yawning. I looked over there and he goes, I guess there's no interest in this subject anymore. Gotta admit, I pushed it as far as any mortal man could push it. What did it? Do you know? You know what it became? I will let you on one little clue. Here's the basis for the skull and crossbones you see on pirate map, pirate flags. It's also a figure in one of the secret societies. But it's the Templars and the connection with the Templars and Bahamut that I want to lead us to. And what did this head become? Because of Sammy and those who cheated and brought their books. You're not going to find out tonight. But the Templars leads me all the way back to the Benjamites and those that hid in the bushes. Remember that story? Amazing. You can't understand anything without the Bible. Even this. Why did those Templars, with nine poor little monks, end up with the location of the Palace of Solomon? Now, when the Qumran caves produced all the documents we know as the Dead Sea Scrolls, what a lot of people do not know is that one of those scrolls, and one of the later ones translated, tells of a vast, unbelievably magnificent treasure that had been hidden under the palace of Solomon. And these less than a dozen monks, tied in by a intricate relationship with Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, and you'll read history after history of Ireland and never connect one of their greatest monks with Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, which said monk, when he died, was so close to Saint Bernard he died with his own cloak on him as a burial garment, and the one who died's cloak was worn many years afterwards, though tattered and torn, by Saint Bernard of Clairvaux. A little connection that people who don't make the studies we make never see. And suddenly, they, number one, are guarding the kingdom of Jerusalem. And this poverty-stricken order of Saint Bernard of Clairvaux and the Templars overnight become the most powerful and wealthy in the world at that time. Just like this priest. Some treasure. Why did they call themselves the King of Jerusalem? It was medieval. Divine right of kings and inherited domains. What made them abandon everything to become the King of Jerusalem after the Crusades? What was their claim as the King of Jerusalem? Jerusalem was given to the Benjamites. And that takes us back to that terrible tale in the book of Judges of the Levite whose wife was violated, and the slaughter, near total slaughter of the Benjamites, who controlled the kingdom of Jerusalem by geographic location, were originally part of the kingdom of Judah. I just wanted to throw it in at this time to say, I'm not just reading Holy Blood, Holy Grail in order to debunk it, which we're going to do. But once more, we're going to be led down that trail that proves up God's promises given to Abram and Sarah that kings, multiplied kings and nations would come out. To trace the Benjamites to the Templars and to the Merovingians, and to trace Judah to southern France. In the process of debunking Holy Grail and proving the Word of God in the reality of Christ, we're also going to prove God's Word. To Abraham and Sarah, which is why I teach all the time. I thought, you know, we had so much fun at Halloween that I needed to say we're not just doing it for fun, though I sure have got a lot of mileage out of it. It became. I haven't told you what it became yet. Now, there are cheaters up there that know what the poem says, but I'm not sure they understand its full meaning, so I'm still safe. We're going home. See you tomorrow night.